newscast for Wednesday, October the 10th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. Hurricane Michael expected to be a Cat 4 when it strikes the Florida Panhandle later today. Also on the Wednesday Rundown, our series on addiction and crime continues today, the cycle of addiction. Plus, Catholic nuns bring a message of economic justice to Arizona. First, our top story, Hurricane Michael has intensified to a Category 3 major hurricane and is forecast to strengthen to a Category 4 before making landfall on the Florida Panhandle Gulf Coast later today, with life-threatening storm surge, flooding, destructive winds, and flooding rainfall. The Weather Channel adds, Michael will also spread heavy rain and strong winds to other parts of the southeastern U.S. after it moves inland. A potentially catastrophic event is developing, according to the National Weather Service in Tallahassee. They forecast that locations may be uninhabitable for weeks or months. Meantime, Florida's red tide bloom continues to be a drag on tourism, causing fish kills and inducing respiratory problems for beachgoers. It's uncertain whether Hurricane Michael will help or make the problem worse.
NOAA researchers say no past hurricane has ever managed to break up a red tide outbreak, but the cases where blooms and hurricanes occur at the same time are rare. David Hastings, a marine and chemistry professor at Eckerd College, says one possibility is the storm could push the blooms farther out to sea, but he says the hurricane could also feed the red tide and exacerbate the problem by bringing more nutrients to the surface.
The heavy rains will drain farms, agricultural areas, septic tanks, and make more nutrients go into the water.
In 2004 and 2005, four hurricanes clobbered the state, and scientists suspect that triggered one of the worst red tide outbreaks in Florida history, killing fish and shutting down beaches for more than a year. I'm Tramell Gomes.
And as America's political divide sharpens, Roz Brown tells us one issue most agree will be important at the ballot box next month is health care.
In a CBS News poll conducted last month, 70% of Americans said they think health care is very important, more so than any other top issue. Robert Blendon, a professor of public health and politics at Harvard University, says some voters are convinced that if Republicans retain their majority in Congress, they could try again to repeal the Affordable Care Act or make it harder for people with pre-existing conditions to get insurance.
When you look at all the polls, you ask people which party people who are registered to vote do they see as better in health care, the Democrats have a very far lead on this issue.
South Dakota is one of 17 states that did not elect to expand Medicaid, although next month three more states will vote on expansion, Idaho, Nebraska, and Utah.
And now Mary Sherman presents part three of her series of reports on addiction and crime. Today, the cycle of addiction.
Mitzi Stoddard of East Liverpool spent time in and out of prison for a decade while she struggled with addiction and eventually got clean when her family got her into rehab. Stoddard explained sobriety achieved behind bars won't stick upon release unless people have the appropriate treatment.
You go there and then you feel worse about yourself and then you have this label that you are a criminal and an addict and you're this bad person and you get out and more people don't want anything to do with you. And your way of coping as an addict is to use because it makes that feeling go away.
Reverend Susan Smith of Columbus says she's seen the vicious cycle of addiction in prison in her community.
I'll never forget this one guy came in the middle of the night and he was sobbing. He was sobbing. He said, Reverend Sue, I just can't do this. And he said, I don't understand why I can't beat this.
Issue one would reclassify nonviolent drug possession as a misdemeanor. This story was produced in association with Media in the Public Interest and funded in part by the George Gunn Foundation.
Security officers in Pittsburgh celebrating a new contract that for many almost doubles the pay and benefits they were getting just a few years ago.
The agreement was announced in Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto's conference room on Tuesday. It covers more than 1,100 workers who protect most of the city's iconic buildings, museums, and universities. According to Sam Williamson with Local 32BJ of the Service Employees International Union, just 3 years ago, when they negotiated their first contract, some of these workers were making $8.50 an hour and had no employer-funded health insurance. Now, their jobs include insurance and they're moving toward a living wage.
Raised the base or starting pay to $14.20 an hour over the course of the contract, and the average pay will be a little over $15 an hour by the end of the agreement.
He says those raises will bring an additional $7 million over 4 years into low-income households and neighborhoods across Pittsburgh. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
Finally, Catherine Davis-Young reports election seasons in high gear in Arizona. And amid messaging from candidates and political action committees, a new group joins the political conversation in the state this week, Catholic Nuns.
The Nuns on the Bus tour is driving cross-country to share a message of economic justice. A handful of Catholic sisters from orders around the country visit Phoenix and Tucson today and tomorrow. The group's leader, Sister Simone Campbell, says her faith teaches her to look out for society's most vulnerable people. And in her view, politics is an important piece of that.
Quite frankly, the Constitution's best values are quite similar to my faith values. And what we know is it's about we the people.
The politically active Catholic sisters will visit 21 states on their tour. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for newsin' and cruisin' with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.